Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
Welcome to the Authors Studio at Book Expo 2007. We are here with a man who really needs no introduction, Deepak Chopra, writer of 50 books, a best-selling author, writer primarily on themes of consciousness. Welcome, Deepak.
Thank you.
You have written a book called Buddha. Now, what is that book about?
The book is actually the personal history of the man that we recognize as Buddha. It is in three phases. Siddhartha the prince, he was born to a royal family. The second phase is Gautama the monk. And then finally Buddha the enlightened being. So it's his personal struggle to find out for himself the reason why we suffer and how we can go beyond it.
Of all the important religious figures in history, why did you choose to write specifically about Buddha?
I chose to write specifically about Buddha because he is basically a secular spiritual person. He's not talking about a religion or a god or an ideology or a belief system. He's very psychological, he's very succinct, and he says there is suffering in the world, these are the causes of suffering, there's a way out, and this is the prescription. So he's the original healer, and I'm a doctor.
There are so many misconceptions about Buddha and what Buddha symbolizes. In your book, are you trying to eradicate some of those misconceptions?
I am. A lot of people in the West actually know very little about the personal history of the Buddha. I even meet people in Hollywood who say, oh, I thought he was just that fat guy outside the Chinese restaurant. Buddha is... the word Buddha means to be awake. And what Buddha says at the end of his life, when he's asked if he's God, if he's a Messiah, he's a messenger, a prophet, he says, no, I'm just awake. And that's what Buddha means. And my message is, wake up. Most people are in a walking sleep.
How are some of your own beliefs and some of your own teachings incorporated into the book Buddha?
Well, I have written for the last several decades on how consciousness or soul, spirit, whatever you want to call it, how it differentiates into everything that we call reality, such as perception, cognition, moods, emotions, personal relationships, behavior, biology, social interactions, environment, and even the forces of nature are differentiated aspects of this deeper source that we call consciousness. So I've written about the role of consciousness in healing, whether it's personal healing, physical healing, emotional healing, healing of relationships, and ultimately healing the wounds of our soul. And that's really very consistent with Buddha's teaching. He talks about interdependent co-arising. And today we know that everything in the world that's happening is interdependent on everything else. And unless we look at the deeper causes of global instability, we won't be able to solve problems by declaring a war on terrorism or a war on cancer or a war on drugs or a war on AIDS. These are wrong metaphors. They're metaphors of violence. What we need is creative solutions. And creativity is an expression of our consciousness, which is exactly what Buddha said as well.
You are such a prolific and a popular writer. As I mentioned, this is your 50th book. I imagine you have one or two or 10 more projects in the works. What's your next project?
My next project is called The Third Jesus, The Christ We Cannot Ignore.
And how soon will we be able to see that?
In the spring or summer of this coming year.
All right, well, we'll look forward to that. In the meantime, we'll pick up a copy of Buddha. The author is Deepak Chopra. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.